Hi, this is Jan Howard of the Grand Ole Opry, reminding you that you're listening to Johnny Woodlove right here on Way Back.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you, dear, and I'm really touched with all this tenderness.
So we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. We are also coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, where this is recorded weekly. With that all shared, I would also like to share my first double feature of this week. For y'all, next we will celebrate the ladies of country music, and one of the beloved queens of country music in Canada has always been Miss Carol Baker, who actually just celebrated her birthday on the 4th of March, born March 4th, 1949, in Port Midway, Nova Scotia. A very good friend of mine in the program for many years here, I'd like to dedicate two songs to her in honor of her birthday. First of all, it's going to be a classic called 10 Little Fingers, and then we'll follow that with One Is One Too Many. I'd also like to dedicate these to all our friends listening up in the Guelph and Western Ontario area where Miss Carol lives. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
strangest look came across his face, and he looked at me and winked. He said, I joined AA just last year. It sure been mighty rough. One drink is one too many, and a thousand's not enough. I said, why come to a place like this? You must be living in pure hell. He said, I played guitar some years ago, and they say I played it well. Music was my only love, but I just had to give it up. One drink is one too many, and a thousand's not enough. So I gave him my guitar, said, won't you please play me a song? Shook his head, said, I just couldn't. I haven't played one for so long. So I coaxed him just a little more, and he finally gave up. Sang a song of one's too many, and a thousand's not enough. So now I understand it as he plays.
Well, yes, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to our beloved co-hostess and mascot, Little Simbush, the Wonder Husky. As I welcome Simbush to our program this morning, and this our tribute to the ladies of country music on this International Women's Day 2026, I'd like to play a collection of songs that Simbush has selected here, all to do with kids, as selected by my little girl herself, Simbush. Let's begin with the legendary Tammy Wynette and her all-time classic called Kids Say the Darndest Things. We'll then follow with Coal Miner's Daughter, Miss Loretta Lynn, and One's on the Way. And we'll wrap up with another all-time classic catchy little song called If I Kiss You by none other than Lynn Anderson. With that, I'd also like to dedicate these to all the mothers out there listening in. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
To the games they play, or the little songs they sing. Last night, dressed up in high-heeled shoes and wearing my old hat, my four-year-old said, I want a divorce. Now where did she hear that? Kids say the darndest thing. Have you ever listened close to the games they play, or the little songs they sing? Last night as I watched TV, a one rushed through the door. Mommy, Daddy's telling someone on the phone, don't you call me here no more. The darndest things. worried about him, 'cause she cried all night long.
The rain is a-falling, the faucet is a-dripping, and the kids are a-bawling. One of them a-toddling, and one is a-crawling, and
one's on the way.
I'm glad that Rockwell Welch just signed a million-dollar pact, and Debbie's out in Vegas working up a brand-new act. TV show and newlyweds, a real fun game to play. But here in Topeka, the screen doors are banging, the coffee's boiling over, and the wash needs a hanging. One wants a cookie and one wants a changing, and
one's on the way.
Now what was I doing? Jimmy, get away from there. Darn, there goes the phone. What's that you say? You're bringing a few old army buddies home? You're calling from a bar? Get away from there. No, not you, honey. I was talking to the baby. Wait a minute, hey, the doorbell. Honey, could you stop at the market and... Hello? Hello? Well, I'll be. The girls in New York City, they all march for women's lib. And better modern way to live. And the pill may change the world tomorrow, but meanwhile today, here in Topeka, the flies are a buzzing, the dog is a barking, and the floor needs a scrubbing. One needs a spanking and one needs a hugging. Lord,
one's on the way.
Oh gee, I hope it ain't twins.
If I kiss you, will you go away? Like in the game my mother used to play. You're so much hurt, I wish you wouldn't stay. If I kiss you, will you go away? My mom would come when I'd get her to play. She'd kiss my hurt and it would go away. But now I'm grown, I don't know what to do. I've never known a bigger hurt than you. If I kiss you, will you go away? Like in the game my mother used to play. You're so much hurt, I wish you wouldn't stay. If I kiss you, will you go away? I've seen a kiss make sorrow disappear. A kiss can
Goins, and you're listening to The Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock every Sunday.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we are back here on The Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. It is again that time in the program where I'd like to salute the segment I like to call the Great Canadian Northern Gems by even greater Canadian Northern Legends. With that mentioned, today we have a grand selection of ladies of country music. And first of all, we're going to hear from the all-time singing sweetheart, yodeling sweetheart, that is, and her song called I Cried Again. That is by Terry Parker. Then we'll follow with Myrna Loy and one of the true pioneers of Canadian country music and a song called Life's Changing Scene. And we'll wrap up with none other than Miss Lucille Starr, the queen of Canadian French country music, and a song called When the Sun Shines Again. With that, I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in.
Teardrops fell the night you said, I love you, dear, and you were wed. I watched you while you held her hand. Then I turned away and cried again. A new love is born while
I'm Carol Baker. You're listening to The Way Back with my good friend, Johnny Woodlock. I know you're going to love the show.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor onto our program this morning. None other than a special lady of country music who sadly passed away a couple years back, but I was fortunate enough to do an interview with when she was the age of 96 years of age. With that, I would like to share an interview with y'all between me and legendary Rose Lee Mafus of Nashville, Tennessee. She was longtime wife of Joe Mafus, and following this interview, we will hear an all-time classic by Joe and Rose Lee called Dim Lights and Loud, Loud Music. With that, here from 2019 is my good friend, Miss Rose Lee Mafus.
So if I may ask and tell your age?
That's okay. I was born December 29, 1922.
Yes. Okay. And would you tell us about meeting Joe for the first time?
Which would be in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay.
Of course, I had not listened to Richmond, but how it was, at one time there was four of us girls together, and then it became just two of us, and we were in Blytheville, Arkansas, and so Mary and I, Mary Click, and she is from Hagerstown.
Okay.
And we had met some of the group of the Old Dominion Barn Dance on one of the shows in Pennsylvania, I think it was.
Yes.
And we didn't know. We knew that the Carters, we'd heard of Mother Maybelle and the Carter sisters.
Uh-huh.
And but they were leaving Richmond, and they wanted the Sunshine Sue.
Okay.
At that was the boss there, and she asked for a recording of our song, a couple songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how we got the job, which was still, I think, around the 1st of July in 1948. So most, we got there on a Sunday, and that was the 4th of July. So that was, there were some, I would say 20-some people working on the Old Dominion Bar Dance.
Yes.
At that time.
Okay.
And so we were accepted, and that's, but I think the group that Joe had out, because there was enough that you could have a couple different shows going different places, and so he didn't get back in till a couple days. And I just had not heard guitars that could do what he'd,
exactly,
what he got out of the guitars.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly, yes.
And the fiddle, anything you gave him to play.
He could play them, yes, exactly. That, he could make them come alive, that's for sure.
Yes, yes.
So you and Joe wrote a song called Dim Lights and Loud, Loud Music. Would you tell us how this came?
The song Dim Lights?
Yes.
When we moved to California in 1951, the first place that we worked was the Blackboard Cafe in Bakersfield.
Okay.
And that's where Buck Owens was playing, and Bill Woods, jeepers, I hadn't thought of names.
In a long time.
I sure do leave you.
Yes,
Names just have a way of leaving you, you know.
Yes, exactly.
but the thing that, see, we had come from the Bible Belt,
yes,
so to speak. And once you cross that Mississippi River, they danced.
Okay.
East of the Mississippi, they would sit and listen, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's just the way it was.
Okay.
And because there was a lot of groups, bands, really, you know, that traveled. In fact, we did a band with Merle Travis in 1952.
Okay.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
First summer we traveled that summer, and all through Texas, Oklahoma, you know, and that area.
Yes.
And it was Fiddlin' Kate, who was she played fiddle on Town Hall Party.
Mm-hmm.
And all her husband, later, in fact, when we came back off of that tour, joined Sons of the Pioneers.
Okay.
Neil Warren.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So, because then, there again, you know.
Yes.
The names.
Name slip, yes, exactly.
Names fail. You can see their faces and you know them.
Yes. We allow that. At your age, we allow that.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, yes.
So, back to
Dim Lights.
The Blackboard Cafe.
Yes.
Now we had never worked with drums before.
Okay.
And and they had an ex-Bob Wills drummer as well, you know. And then, too, we weren't used to people getting up and dancing when you were working, when you were singing.
Exactly, yes. You know? It was a different environment.
But then you find out, you know, in weeks to come, that was your living. You know,
yes.
You worked the clubs out
exactly.
there. So that was it. But that was where he got the inspiration for Dim Lights.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote the song himself.
Okay.
And I'm sure that for whatever reason, I kind of think I might have been pregnant with Jody, our first child, and I did not work the club that night. He went and worked it himself.
Okay.
And so on the way home was when he started writing the song. He had it just about written by the time he got home.
Okay, uh-huh.
So that's
the story.
Where it came from.
Sure. You've seen the evolution of country music. Your entire career has been the whole evolution. What has been the biggest change in the 1950s to today?
I know things have to change.
Yes.
And I don't mind the change. It's what you call it.
Yes, exactly.
It's the category. Bring that up again. You know?
Yes, yes.
But that's country music might get you there, but everyone has their own idea and thoughts. So it's what it is to anybody and everybody.
Yes, yes.
I know. I mean, that's why today. It's people like you that, and around the country, they only play the songs of yesteryear.
Exactly,
you know?
Yes.
And so that's...
We're trying to keep you guys alive in your music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of the disc jockey,
mm-hmm.
he has lost his identity.
Yes.
So to speak.
Exactly. Because we're all told what to play and what not to play.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You don't have to like it, but it's right. That's where the power is.
Exactly. That's so true, Rosie. Yes. So what is your thoughts on today's music?
I don't have to listen if I don't want to.
Exactly. That's right. As my original boss said, there's always a button and you can turn it off.
Yes. Right.
That's right.
Or find you a country station somewhere.
Exactly. You know? That's right. So if I may ask about another song, and that is your tribute song to Mother Maybelle. Would you tell us about that?
Joe worked with Mother Maybelle and the Carter sisters.
Okay.
And if they played a date together, they always rode with Joe.
Yes.
And that's just the way it was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then Mary and I, when we went there, went to WRVA, most of the times we would ride to and from the show date with Joe Mathis.
Yes.
So, I don't know, and conversations was always about something about the show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The environment where you worked and the people you worked with. We'd get together once in a while and have a little get-together.
Exactly, yes. Like a jam session sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
yes.
True. And you know, and we found ourselves working with somebody else you know, you do that when you're on a big show.
That's right.
I remember Mary and Curly Collins.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Mary played bass and Curly the fiddle. Oh, and then we had Buster Puffenbarger was the accordion player.
Okay.
You know?
Uh-huh.
He's the guy that kept you on key.
Okay.
That's uh-huh. why in the early days there was if you had a group, you had an accordion player because they were the ones that kept your instruments on the right key.
Oh, okay.
You know.
So it wasn't just a novelty instrument.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So the accordion was an important instrument once.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Uh huh. So
you take me somewhere else.
Okay. Sure. So in closing today, but for today, how would Rosalie Mathis like to be remembered?
The best way, the most important. I don't know. I was Joe Mathis's second wife.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I was very fortunate. I always enjoyed standing on stage and watching the expression of people if you were sitting close enough where you could see what was going on, you know, with those fingers.
Yes.
And stuff. The expressions on people's faces sometimes, you know, it was
interesting.
Exciting.
Thank you for the interview today, Miss Rosalie, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
You have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Dim light sticks forward and loud music is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud music. You'll never make a wife to a home-loving man. A home and little children mean nothing to you. A house filled with love and a husband so true. You'd rather have a drink with the first guy you meet in the only home you know, the club down the street. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud music is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud music. You'll never make a wife to a home-loving man. And dancing to a honky-tonk band is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Go on and have your fun, you think you played it smart. I'm sorry for you and your honky-tonk heart. Dim lights, stick smoke, and loud music is the only kind of life you'll ever understand. Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud music. You'll never make a wife to a home-loving man.
Springtime, when all the flowers were in Hello, friends. This here is your old host with the most, Country Western Music, Johnny Woodlock, and I'd like to tell you all about the upcoming 2026 Napanee Country Jamboree, happening from July 9th through the 11th in the heart of Napanee, Ontario. With an amazing lineup of singers, this is going to be a three-day event, which is hosted by Landon Martin, and for those interested, weekend passes cost $100, and also day passes and evening passes are also available. Purchase tickets, you can call 613-583-7087. Yes, this is going to be a great time had by all, so come on out to the 2026 Napanee Country Jamboree.
Long time, hoping you'd come back home. When I got there, the house was bare.
Well, yes, friends, once before we say so long to the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny show, I'd like to pay tribute to two legendary ladies of country music who were very inspirational in my own careers in music and also country broadcasting. That, of course, is the legendary Miss Patsy Cline, who passed away 63 long years ago this past Thursday, March 5th of 1963. She passed away in a plane accident in Camden, Tennessee, so we'll honor her this morning with an all-time classic called Shoes. And then we'll follow with another dear lady who was very close to me over the years, Miss Jeannie Seeley, the Queen of Country Soul, as she was often known as, and an all-time classic called Don't Touch Me. With that, we'll be back following this to play some gospel and then into the third and final hour. Good morning, friends.
Your hand is like a torch each time you touch me. The look in your eye pulls me apart. Don't open the door to heaven if I can't come in. Don't touch me if you don't.
Today, what to have, what to hold. I'll pour my as wealthy as a king in a palace, though he's callous and cold. He may learn to give his heart for love instead of buying it with gold. Tonight is the hand I will hold, for the rose of love means more to me, more than any rich man's gold.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the gospel songs of old. With that mention, I'd like to pay tribute to Miss Jeannie Shepherd, Jean Shepherd, as she was also known as, in the Old Country Church. Then we'll follow with Miss Dottie West in an all-time classic called Then I Met the Master. And then we'll wrap up this set with none other than another all-time favorite. And this time it's going to be the great Wilma Lee Cooper, the Queen of the Appalachian Mountains, and Walking My Lord Up Calvary's Hill. With that, I hope to talk to you on the other side of the third and final hour. Good morning, friends, and happy listening.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with Mother I went, and my son with my friends at the old country church. Precious years of memories, oh what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church.
like a baby that cries for its mother, like a child I was helpless in this world alone. Then his own, for all things were changed when he found me. A new day broke through all around me. I met the master. Now his own.
For all things were changed when he found me. A new of his own. Yes, I met the master, and now I'm one of his own.
On the cross as he hung in, shame was forsaken. As they drove the nails in his hands and his feet, as death closed his eyes, his cries went to heaven. I hear him repeat. One morning past daybreak, as the crowd slowly gathered, like a sheep he was humble to his father's own will. So sad was his face that the birds stopped their singing. They were walking. He was God's only son in this world below. On the cross he fulfilled the plan of salvation. I want to thank Jesus for his coming again.
One morning past day.
One morning past day. As the crowd slowly gathered,
like a sheep he was humble,
like a sheep he was humble,
his father's own will,
to his father's own will.
So sad was his face,
so sad was his face, that
the birds stopped their singing,
the birds stopped their singing.
They were walking my Lord,
they were walking my Lord.
Up Calvary's Hill.
Calvary's Hill.
time you touch me.
Hi, everybody. This is Jeannie Seeley with the Grand Ole Opry. But I'm coming your way today on Way Back. I just want to thank you for listening to my buddy Johnny Woodlock. We're way back country, and we like it that way.
Oh, don't touch me if you don't love me, sweetheart.
Well, yes, friends, once again, following those classic gospel favorites, we're back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. I'd like to invite y'all back in here to the third and final hour of today's program and pay tribute to one of the legendary queens of country comedy, none other than Cousin Minnie Pearl, the true lady and the true girl from Grinder Switch, Tennessee. With that, I'd like to pay tribute to her today with one of her all-time classic skits. So with that, I would like to welcome y'all in to hear the Way Back with Johnny Show here on this great channel. Welcome in, friends.